You know, my mother texted me yesterday.
Aww.
My mother is a wonderful, wonderful, crazy human being. I absolutely love her.
Yours
to death.
Too?
Yeah. I absolutely love her to death. But my mother grew up a giant baseball fan. And she is probably the reason that I watch baseball, because she kind of was just like, you should watch baseball. I think it's a cool sport. And I started watching and then caught on. My mother's favorite player of all time is Johnny Bench. She said, I love Johnny Bench because he's dreamy.
And look at that bulge.
Is what she would always say. She would always say he was dreamy.
Now have some of this red man, Patrick.
She always said he was dreamy. My mother has signed pictures of Johnny Bench that say, to Kathy from Johnny, go Reds.
Aw, that's sweet.
My mother was a huge proponent of the Big Red Machine. That's what she loved. And I grew up in a household being told that the Big Red Machine is the greatest group of players to ever play baseball.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of old Johnny Bench. He was a hunk.
He was a hunk. That being said, she also loved Joe Morgan. She also loved Geronimo, Lou Piniella, and this guy named Pete Rose. Now, Joe, we've been doing this show for, what, almost 10 years now?
It'll be 10 years next year.
10 years next year. So we've been doing it for 9 years. Joe, you produced for seven of those, eight
so far. Yeah, it'll be nine next year, because I jumped in the year after. I want to
believe. Yeah, so you produced this show for a long time, and now it's you and me as hosts. You know that we have topics that we don't love to get into. We don't really do steroids, and we really don't do Pete Rose, because that it just seems very much List radio / controversial, because it creates something to talk about. But I will break that boundary now, as Pete Rose passed away yesterday at 83 years old. It's funny. I was listening to the Dan Patrick show this morning, and Dan Patrick had, and I know that's not fun to say because he's on a competing station of ours.
Just say he podcasted it.
Oh, I podcasted it, and he interviewed
Johnny. You watched
Johnny,
the YouTube video or something.
And he interviewed Johnny Bench, and they were talking about Pete Rose. And here we are. This is it. One of the biggest reasons I never wanted to talk about Pete Rose was because it is what it is. And it was always going to be what it is while Pete was alive. But now Pete is dead. And I have firmly held this opinion that Pete Rose, while he was alive, would never be inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. But they would do it after he was dead to make sure that Pete didn't get to have a speech at Cooperstown.
That is, sorry, keep going.
That's the pettiness of Giamatti, who Selig took on, and now Manfred takes on. Now that Pete is gone, can we just do this?
Put him in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
tomorrow.
Can we just do this?
I mean, we should have already, but, you know, baseball, as we say, nobody hates baseball more than baseball. And you're right that they should do it, but it's like, God, it's like, why did we have to wait for this? Like, all right, we don't want to give him the moment, so now that he's gone, now we can make sure to put him on there.
Well, it's like a final dig, right?
Well, I think the big part
of
it,
so that way he can enjoy it.
I think the big part of it is obviously Rule 21. Rule 21 was created 1919. Thank you, White Sox. Thanks, guys, again.
Well, and that one's still even controversial, too.
That
if you
is.
Dive into
everyone else is guilty. Shoeless is the controversial.
Exactly.
It was all just a big misunderstanding, okay?
Joe Jackson had web gems and batted .350 in that World Series. He's the one that's controversial. Everyone else is guilty AF.
Well, there's still, even beyond Shoeless Joe, there's a couple of guys, they were all acquitted in court, by the way. Like, there are legal connections that were not made between them and the gamblers.
If
so
the
that
glove
there's,
don't fit, you
They're
must
like the Nazis,
acquit.
Basically.
There's just a little bit of a gray area there, and with, you know, the same thing with Pete Rose, there's a little
they
bit of a gray area.
They got to work at
NASA here.
Afterwards.
You know, Pete's biggest downfall is that Pete always, for lack of better terms, bet on himself.
Yep.
And when he was caught, he doubled down, tripled down, quadrupled down. It wasn't until he was later that he acknowledged it, but also didn't acknowledge the full extent. And baseball is the only Hall of Fame that takes into account you as a human being, paging Curt Schilling. And that was Pete's price that he had to pay. Barry, Alex, Roger, Mark, Sammy, Manny, those guys are all paying a price.
Rafi?
They're all paying a price. Their price is no haul. And Pete's price was no haul, too. But Pete's price is a little different than everybody else's. And because Pete always denied, 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 he became combative towards Major League Baseball. And now that we sit here and Pete can't get autographs as a Hall of Famer, Pete can't get speaking occasions as a Hall of Famer, this man, 4,256, he had almost 16,000 plate appearances. He was on base over 5,000 times in his career. This is the time we're going to do this. And we might do it in the future when it really comes up. The Hall of Fame is separate from Major League Baseball.
Yep.
They talk to each other, but they are not combined to each other. I think now is the time that the Hall of Fame put him on the ballot. Let people vote.
I mean, absolutely.
Let them vote.
Absolutely. You should have done it a long time ago. It's just holding these grudges. It's dumb, especially when this dude didn't really do anything as far as like altering his performance at all.
I don't think he threw games.
No.
He might have known as a manager they were going to lose and maybe bet against the Reds or the Phillies.
Well, he always claimed that he bet on his own team to win. I'm not sure that we're ever going to know the truth.
And I don't believe that because he's a degenerate. I think there's exactly. times where he's like, oh, that starting pitcher's better than us. Yeah, I'll take them.
It cracks me up is that John Dowd, the lawyer that did the investigation, the Dowd report.
I have the Dowd report at my house printed
so
out.
So Pete Rose.
It's 400 pages.
Pete Rose said, you know, I bet on my team every night. I didn't bet on my team four nights a week. I bet on my team to win every night because I love my team. And it was like, Dowd disputed Rose's contention. He bet on his team every night, asserting Rose did not bet on his team when Mario Soto or Bill Gullickson pitched, which is like, maybe I don't lay a bet on my team tonight. He's like, I'm not going to bet against my team, but I'm just not going to bet on my team tonight.
But
they should do this. I mean, again, it's petty to do it after he passes, and it's just like, oh, well, now that he's gone, yes, I guess we could put everything aside.
But I would argue that now that Pete is gone, I would argue that Pete's debt's been paid.
I
would argue his debt has been paid, and it's funny to say because he's a gambler. But
now that
but,
you died,
but
you
I
have
would
paid
argue,
your debt.
But I would argue that Pete is now exonerated. Okay, you messed up, you did problems, and your punishment is you don't get to enjoy that moment. But for the history of baseball, for the people like me that love the history of baseball, that romanticize the history of baseball, I cannot imagine telling my children when they're like, tell me about baseball, how I'm not talking to them about 4,256 hits.
There's one thing, though. I almost agree, but there's one thing that keeps me from saying, yes, he's completely exonerated, and that is his denials publicly until 2004, when he finally, after, 15 years, admitted to everybody, yes, I bet on baseball. And it's just these series of half-truths that he always told. If he were caught, in the late 80s and then came clean with everything then, I don't think this would even be a conversation. I think, yep, yeah, he would have been in even 10 years ago, possibly more. But it's the repeated denials and the treatment of people that always questioned him. I think that's... It's kind of my point about like Barry Bonds and why he's not going to be in the Hall of Fame on top of his steroid use. He's just a D. And I think Pete Rose was a little bit of a D to the people in baseball investigating him. And I just wonder if that pettiness is going to keep him out.
Well, this is quite honestly, I'm going to be old curmudgeon man here, is that quite frankly, it is the baseball Hall of Fame. It is not the baseball and how was his character Hall of Fame.
Like, but it is, though.
It is.
To me, it's
but
like...
they've been wrong on that in the past.
Does Baseball Reference show his character? Does Baseball Reference show how good of a person he was? It shows his
insane stats.
And it's all over the Vancouver text line right now. Like, I can't read these because they're all about... underage girls.
I mean, someone
things like that.
Well,
I totally
it also brings
it.
Up, like, you know, people are bringing that up, but also Ty Cobb was an openly racist.
That's
POS.
What I'm going to say. The first member of the Baseball Hall of Fame is Ty Cobb, who is one of the most inhumane pieces of S.
But boy, could he put that stick on the ball.
Ah, a four banger there from Cobb, well, and the Tigers win again.
Isn't
you know?
There an autobiographical dispute of Ty Cobb being that way? What weren't some of these or a lot of these stories overblown? I don't think I'm making this up.
Well, no, I think everybody knows that Ty Cobb was a terrible human being.
Yeah. Well, he did charge.
Spikes up.
Yeah, spikes up, charged into the crowd to beat up, like, yeah. No,
there's a rumor that he was walking through Detroit to go to the stadium, went down an alley, got mugged, stabbed the guy, killed him, and then went 5 for 5.
I guess that's what you had to do to survive in the teens.
I wish you could do that in MLB The Show.
Story time with Uncle Patrick right there.
Grand Theft Auto plus The Show.
What a challenge.
I just think if we're talking about the history of baseball and what we do here on this show, we don't talk about Trevor Bauer. We don't talk about steroid guys. We talk about what goes on the field. And I cannot tell you how I'm supposed to talk about the history of baseball without 4,256. I just don't know. Put him on the ballot. I'll tell you what. That's what I would say. Put him on the ballot. Let the voters decide. I know we got issues with the voters and how they do stuff. I hate what they do. It's my life goal to be a Hall of Fame voter. I disagree with a lot of things that Bagwell and Piazza and Pudge Rodriguez
just
are in.
Just don't have them speak.
And Ortiz are in, but Ramirez is not in, etc. Like, I've got issues. But put them on the ballot. Let people choose. If they choose not to put them in, they choose not to put them in the same way they choose not to put in Barry and Alex and Manny, etc. Let them choose.
I mean, here I am looking at an article. Rogers Hornsby was probably in the KKK.
Yeah. See?
Like, to me,
and his baseball card is the most expensive card ever made in the history of baseball.
There are persistent rumors that Hornsby was a member of the KKK.
Oh, my God.
Persistent. See? Put him on the ballot. Let people choose. That's all I'm asking. And that's all I'm saying.
And also, like, some of these players that are live, like, hey, you got selected for the Hall of Fame. We're going to have a bust in there. We're going to have a plaque. We're going to do all this. But
you can put under it.
We're not giving you a ceremony. We're not letting you have a whole little speech and thanking whoever and getting going up there and getting to say whatever you want, especially Curt Schilling.
You can put on his plaque in year this, Giamatti banned him from baseball for life for his contributions to betting on the game. You can do that. Steroids are different than betting. Let them choose. If I ever get a vote for Major League Baseball Hall of Fame and I'm the first year that Rose goes on the ballot, I will vote for Pete Rose and nobody else.
That's bold, but I like it. I like it.
Whitey Ford.
4,256.
Whitey Ford in the Baseball Hall of Fame, even though he's confessed to cheating.
Okay.
Also seen this in this article.
We're talking about a lot of old school players, though, right?
Not everybody is Roberto Clemente.
It's true.
You know? Derek Jeter, like,
a fake nice guy.
Do you
want to
talk, about nightlife?
He'd give a girl the herps and then a fruit basket.
Yeah, Jeets.
Justin Timberlake has herpes, and I know that because his wife slept with Derek Jeter.
Oh.
What goes around comes around, as JT said.
It goes around.
So I guess then Cameron Diaz does too, doesn't she?
Oh,
I think 99% of people in Los Angeles
have the herpaderp.
100%.
All right, let's get out. We're getting out of control here.
Sorry. Dan Cook throwback.
That's it.
We're spiraling.
R.I.P. to the Hit King. Say what you want about him as a person and his autographs and his fiend for money. Pete Rose is one of the greatest hitters, if not the greatest hitters. Pete Rose, Tony Gwynn, Ichiro Suzuki. Those are the three best hitters ever in the history of baseball. Make a choice. Let people choose.